The first half of Parashat Tetzaveh, it's incredibly colorful, so vivid. The description of the various big day kahuna, the plainer begadim that every kohen would wear, the particularly colorful gilded begadim that the kohen gadol would wear, so pretty to think about. But the question is, what's it meant to teach us? So Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, we hope very soon, Kadosh Baruch Hu Shem Mizakas, to have Kohanim Bavodos in the literal sense, depending who what your genealogy is, either to be wearing Big Day Kuhuna or to be offering your karbanas to a Kohen who is wearing Big Day Kuhuna. But Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us these psukim. They're not only Hilchus of Mashiach, but they're also meant to give us practical lessons that we can apply in our lives even while we're in Galus. What are they? So let's look for one. Let's look for an idea that maybe we can find by looking at a pasuk that stands out. The first half of Tetzaveh is all about Big Day Kahuna, and it's almost entirely in a mitzvah asay mode. It's all about what you do. Here you make this baggage, you make that baggage, you make the avnet, you make the ephod, and you make it like this, and you weave like that, connected this way, and that way almost all of it is positive instructions, which makes Parak Chavches, Pasuk Chavches, stand out all the more so, a rare lav in a sea of mitzvah saseh mode. The Torah says, do not allow the choshen to disconnect from the ephod. V'lo yizach ha-choshen me'al ha-ephod. Very striking. Why is that? Of all the instructions, of all the details of how these begadim are blueprinted, the one thing that's highlighted with a lav is don't let the choshen disconnect from the ephod. What's the particular significance? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky suggests that we take a look at a Gemara in Zvachim, which speaks about the symbolism of each of the Big Day Kahuna. It speaks about the power of each beged to help to attain kapar for various averes. So let's look at what the choshen is all about, what the eifah is all about. You expect that if the Torah says you can't disconnect them, they must somehow be sort of a similar theme. And they're not. The Gemara says in Zvachim Peches that the choshen mishpat is about judgment, and the choshen is meant to mechaper for situations where you have corrupt justices, where you have dishonest courts, ivus hadin, where justice is not meted out properly, where dine Torah are not handled in an accurate way. That's the choshen. And the ephod is mechaper for avodah zarah. Ma kesher ben ivus hadin l'avodah zarah. So Rabbi Yaakov suggests that there's an idea or a pair of ideas here. Because perhaps part of what V'lo Yizach is telling us in the connecting the Choshen and the Ephod is that Avodah Zarah, maybe the Ephod's theme, is ultimately rooted in the Choshen's theme. In other words, Avodah Zarah is gaps in our Emunah at their core are a lack of Yashrus HaSeichel. Gaps in our Emunah at their core are a lack of thinking straight. Were we to think more clearly, more rationally, our Emunah would be in a better place. Yaakov points to a commenter of Nisim Gaon along these lines, the famous commenter of Rav Chanan Wasserman, that so often when there are gaps in Emunah, not always, but frequently, gaps in Emunah have an emotional root. Maybe it's baggage that one is carrying, that one hasn't processed. Maybe it's desire unchecked that we're seeking to rationalize, but often what happens when they're often part of the dynamic behind the gap in Emunah is some sort of blockage to thinking clearly. And that perhaps, Rabbi Yaakov suggests, is part of the V'lo Yizach, the significance of understanding the Eifur is rooted in the Choshen, that the Tikkun for Avodah Zarah ultimately has to do with being more Choshen focused, being clearer of thought. And in that context, it's fascinating, he goes on to point out, a Rashi back in the beginning of Chumash Shmos. Rashi comments, why was it that Aaron was zocha to this choshen? V'rocha v'samach b'libo. Aaron was so thrilled for his younger brother's success. That's why he was zocha to the choshen of Mishpat. So such an unusual midah tova. That sort of generosity of spirit and that richness of character, that's why he was zocha to the choshen. So Yaakov suggests that once we're looking at the Big Day Kahuna thematically, maybe we're going to take this a step further. and to recognize that Yashrus HaSeichel, what the Choshen stands for, is rooted in healthy midos. And that's, I think, something to consider carefully. You often find that pikchus, that real, look at our gedolim, we notice that real wisdom requires anava. That sort of tikkun amidus is the prerequisite for really being able to see things clearly, see things as they are, and see things beyond the obvious. And that's the connection, that the chain, as it were, that Rabbi Yaakov is drawing here. The choshen, yashrus haseichel, is rooted in veracha v'samach libo, in the ability to embrace other people with a healthy, profoundly positive midos tovos. And that type of yashrus haseichel opens up as well for the Eifod, for a deeper, healthier, more accurate emunah.